Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston here with co-host Brian Tankersley. And we have a very interesting platform to talk to you about today called Corpay One. This particular offering is an accounts payable automation and far more from the major provider of Wellfleet, which you'll probably recognize as Fleetman at the gas pumps. Now, it turns out Corpay One has lots of interesting features in it, but the key thing to think about is it's a way to reduce your bill payment expense by having no monthly fees. See, many of the accounts payable platforms that we have out there will run up bills of $1,000 to $1,400 a year and often have transaction fees of $2 or more per transaction. Corpay One works with popular systems, including QuickBooks Desktop and QuickBooks Online, Xero, FreshBooks, Sage Intacct, and more. And if you really would like the convenience of an online bill payment service with no monthly fees, Corpay One is probably that platform. So, Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about Corpay One today?
Well, it's a comprehensive bill payment platform. You can email documents in, you can upload them, you can drag and drop out of your Windows Explorer, and then they will extract the information out of there, you know, the vendors, the dates, the amounts, everything else. And then they'll actually match that up with bank feeds. And so you can, you know, if you're using a credit card, you can actually match that up. But you also can then set up an approval process for those, on-account invoices where you need to disburse funds. Then they will pull the money out of your account, and they will get the money to the vendor, and there's no charge for this. In fact, I believe one of the only things they charge for is international wires. But, you know, if you're doing ACH payments or check payments or other ways of payment, they basically will do the whole thing for gratis.
Yeah. And I was so surprised when we learned of that initially, because, you know, with the only real fees being on international SWIFT and very few people really making those type of transactions, this is really a mostly free type of environment. And so no monthly fees make sense to me. Now, the features here are pretty straightforward. You can scan or send your bills and receipts directly to Corpay One. It has accurate OCR scanning with it, and it allows us to code approvals and expenses for bookkeeping. It also includes a workflow system that continues to get more and more sophisticated. You can fund this with credit card or ACH and back it up that way. And then, as I mentioned earlier, it syncs into all of the popular accounting software systems out there. So you can connect it to your appropriate CAS stack or accounting software, Sage Intacct, QuickBooks, Desktop or Online, Xero, and so on. So to me, this is a pretty interesting capability in the system. Further, its document matching capability, matching the bank and credit card transactions, is a good audit trail technique. And it actually has a full built-in audit trail to keep track of every team member's expense along the way. Further, Brian, as I recall, it's got an ability to integrate corporate credit cards and run from mobile devices on either iPhones or Android phones. Is that correct?
That's right. You know, they actually do have a fairly simple, you know, entry-level expense report tool that you can use either for, you know, company credit card paid expenses or for cash out-of-pocket expenses. And so you can actually manage the workflow, the approval workflow for the disbursement of that as well. So what I would suggest to you here is that if I'm looking at this, you know, all of us have been able to make disbursements from our banks for years. Then there are other providers out there that will have a encompassing platform like this. I don't know of anybody that does both the payables and the expense reporting like this. Maybe there are some out there. I'm sure there are. There are hundreds of payables platforms. But what I really like about this is that all the payables workflow is here, and you can drag and drop to create your own custom workflow. And you can see what the status is at a glance at any time inside the portal. And the data, of course, again, syncs to your accounting software.
Yeah. So with this being such a strong offering for accounting firms that are doing client accounting services, that's good. Or frankly, individual businesses that could use this. But to kind of reiterate the pricing, because again, to me, it's amazing. Monthly fee, zero. Unlimited users, fully automated scanning in there, unlimited receipt uploads, approval processes for managers and others, the whole automated bookkeeping mobile app, the accounting system sync, unlimited workflows, Slack and Zapier integrations, support all free. And realistically, even other things that are often charged for, ACH payments, free. Sending a check via a bank account is free. An ACH and check via a debit card is free. But as we pointed out, the only fees that we're aware of in the platform is a 2.9% charge when you back up a payment with a credit card, or if you do international wires, that's $9.50. And employee reimbursements are also free in this platform. So just free, 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 free. And it, you know, it sounds like some of those TV ads that we've seen, doesn't it? But, you know, for them to have accounts payable and accounting automation and all these other functions included, you and I have followed these payment systems for a long time, Brian. You know, we've accumulated, as you said, dozens of accounts payable products and dozens of payment platforms for firms to use. And to date, this is one of the best value propositions that we've seen out there. So what other things are important to know about CorePay One?
Well, I think it's important for you to understand here that this is not, you know, the company behind this, FleetCor, is actually a public company. They're in the S&P 500. They are behind some of the truck credit cards you've heard of before that have been around for decades, like Fuelman and Comdata. So, you know, this is not somebody that is new to handling payments and having approval processes that happen in real time. This is a mature organization that has the financial resources behind them that are needed to be successful at this. So this is not a startup where you're going to have to worry about, oh no, what am I going to do when they get bought by X, Y, or Z? Seems like these guys, you know, based on their history with Comdata and Fuelman and some of the other things that they do, seems like they're in this for the long haul.
Yeah, it certainly seemed to me that way as well, because, you know, they have bank level security and they have an authentication partner of Plaid. They also have, built in prevention with features like money laundering and fraud detection and duplicate bill detection along the way. Further, you and I both are security fiends on this, but they use military grade encryption using AES 256 and 256-bit SSL. And many of the other providers are not operating at that type of level. So it's business grade stuff as we're talking about it. And, you know, the vendor themselves have very interesting roadmaps of where they're going, which you and I have had the chance to look at a little bit. But the integrations today are also comprehensive and growing. And so to me, if you are currently running a client accounting services operation, and you're paying for an AP automation from one of the big suppliers, and you and I have done other sessions where we've talked about those as well, this to me is kind of a no-brainer. And I don't like using the term no-brainer because it's such a simple decision to make from an accounting firm, CAS, and payment perspective.
Well, and what's great about the product is because of that Zapier integration now, you can integrate this with a lot of different kinds of workflows. So you can build it into CRM workflows. You can build it into accounting software workflows. You can build it in where it integrates with Slack, or whether you integrate it with other applications. And what I really like about this is that they've taken an approach where they've got a small number of things where they've done direct integrations with it, but then they've turned it over to Zapier, where you have 3,000 different things that it can integrate with. Now, are they going to have custom built, are they going to have templates for every single application out there that will integrate with it? No. But if you're willing to write a little bit of code, or you have somebody who can write a little bit of code, you have a pre-exposed integration point with Zapier where you can go to solve just about any kind of problem that you need to from a customization perspective. And so that means that your mid-market companies that are going to be much more particular, or your larger accounting firms that are going to be dealing with hundreds of clients, have options for how they can do this integration, on a custom basis, as opposed to just having to live with whatever is served up.
Yeah. So turning our attention to discussion now, Brian, maybe to public practice firms that may want to be advisors or have advisory services and client accounting services. Part of the reason we wanted to talk about Corpay One was we think their automation technology reduces the amount of manual work that you have to do as a firm, and that allows you to scale up as we see it. Further, the product using Corpay One is easier on clients. You get more accurate, efficient, and intelligent information. You get staff efficiency that comes out of this because you get bi-directional integration to a lot of the accounting tools that you're already using. And your clients wind up being, I think, happier and more engaged when you do this. But from a firm perspective, you get to stay in control. There is a advisor dashboard, which gives you an overview of all your clients, and you can easily switch between them, giving you an overview into the client work. And this centralized dashboard, in my mind, is required to work with these type of tools. Further, the product has secure client management, and it allows you to group people together, and you can assign staff members for who has access to which client. And that separation of duties in our mind is also important. And there are different permission levels inside the product. There is onboarding and client support, and Corpay is trying to make it easy on you and make it easy on the clients for your clients to join the system. So they're giving you help where they can. Further, the company's listening very carefully. The feedback that they get from advisors and accounting professionals helps them decide which features are worked on and launched next. So in my mind, they're a very CPA firm, accounting professional centric and friendly organization, and they understand the value of the relationship. One minor point, and maybe there's a few other things that I could call out. I really like their user experience. I think they have a fine, maybe a superior UX. This year has been my year of client experience. So every time I find a product that's got great client experience, I will pick on that. And it is customizable and flexible on how you pay. So in any case, there's just a lot of things about it I like. So that's probably enough of a rant. I haven't let you speak, Brian. So are there other key things that you believe our listeners should know about the platform?
I'll just say generally about this doing bill payment and about doing CAS. One of the things that we've said at K2 for years, and we've been talking about advisory for some time, and in advisory, you have to have good intelligence so that you can help make good, better management decisions. The thing about this is that this gives you near real-time reporting of your bank data, your credit card data, your expenses. And so if you don't have to wait till the end of the month, till close, to get financial information, you can go in and look at some of the bills that have been entered and see what's happening. You know, so if you're worried that because of the supply chain issues that have happened as a result of COVID, that your margins are going to go down, you can go in and actually look at invoices that you have in Corpay. I mean, you can actually see what your bills are telling you about what your costs actually are on a going forward basis. And you can drill down into those details much better. So this really lets you, and it gives you a place where you can collaborate and you can handle this. I've often said that the accounting firm or the advisory firm that handles the books and that has the better real-time information is going to give much better advice. And I think that, you know, for this real-time data feed into your account and back and forth with your accounting software, the real-time workflow, the real-time paid status, and the archived documentation, and again, just getting out of having to key the stuff in, there are a million reasons why this is something that is, you know, this kind of service is a must-have for anybody that's offering advisory today.
Yeah, so I think that's a good parting thought from your side, Brian. It's a must-have product. If you have expenses like we all do, rent, utilities, furniture, if you've got permits and insurance or marketing design or inventory or legal services, equipment, conferences, vehicle maintenance, any expenses can be handled by this. And if your firm or your clients are in industries like transportation or retail commerce, not-for-profit, SaaS companies, salon, spas, gym, construction, financial services, or your very own professional services, this platform handles those industries well. So we were pleased to discuss the platform and capabilities of Corpay One, a must-have tool for your practice. That's all for today's Technology Lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.